The scripture lesson chosen for this morning, according to the lectionary, is from the Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verses 23 to 29. John 14, 23 to 29. Listen to the word of the Lord. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them. And we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the words that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I'm going away and I'm coming to you. If you love me, you would rejoice that I'm going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I've told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." This is the word of the Lord. When Bertrand Russell was on his deathbed, he asked his wife, Edith Finch, to embrace him. And he said to her, "My love, I've been searching for peace all my life, but I've never found it except in your arms." It sounds quite romantic, isn't it? But it also surprises those who know him as one of the greatest peacemakers of the 20th century and the Nobel Peace Prize laureate. It was quite surprising, because this great peacemaker said he has never found peace except in his wife's arms. And if you know Bertrand Russell, you know that this is his fourth wife. This was a great disappointment for those who looked up to him as a model atheist, to see if human beings can find peace and happiness outside of faith in Christ. Ever since he authored the article, the speech actually he gave, actually it's a lecture he gave called "Why I Am Not a Christian," which became the Bible for atheism and agnosticism. At least to some extent, they tend to refer to him each time someone wants to deny the existence of God. Russell also authored a short but very famous book called "The Conquest of Happiness," in which he wrestled philosophically with the issue that makes us unhappy and those that do. So peace is one of the most sought-after wisdoms in life. I did a search again on Amazon this week for books on peace, and I got over 50,000 results. So that many books. The fact that there are so many books on this subject of peace means peace is a big business. We live in this stormy sea of suffering, and everyone wants to reach out, for a straw that might give us some peace to keep us afloat in this stormy sea of life. Without peace, there's no happiness. The question is, how do we find peace in this stormy sea of suffering? The scripture lesson today has an interesting verse where Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." Jesus is saying that the peace he gives us is different from what the world could give us. This explains why people search for peace elsewhere will never find peace at the end. Jesus left his peace with us. His peace is the peace that allows him to stand still in the strongest storms of life. His peace is the peace that allows him to forgive people when he was suffering the most excruciating pain of crucifixion. The Bible provides us 5 secrets to peace. I organize them for you in a mnemonic, acrostic, as usual. P-E-A-C-E, peace. So the first P is to pray. Pray about everything. The Bible says, "Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Notice it says everything, not just something, but everything. You pray about everything. For the things that you messed up in the past, and pray for the forgiveness of the sins. For the things that you worry about the future, pray for guidance and directions. And for the things that you are happy about, pray to give thanks. It says, when you do that, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds. Life is full of things to worry about, but most of the things, like 90% of the things that we worry about, never happen. So it's no sense to worry about those things. But the rest of the 10% of the things that we worry about are beyond our control. So it's meaningless to worry about the things that are beyond our control, that the things that we cannot change. So worrying is meaningless. So spend the time for worry in prayer, and you will have peace. Pray about everything, and the God of peace will be with you. And P-E-A-C-E is for entertain beauty. And the Bible says, "Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing these things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you." And I summarize all these things, listed here, with the word beauty. Beauty. Sometimes you go to the Broadway to entertain beauty, the beauty of art, the beauty of performance. You go to the park to entertain the beauty, the God's creation. You read the Bible, you entertain the beauty of the stories of the saints in history and God's deeds in human history and human lives. And you listen to music, the greatest music throughout history, classical musics. They are so beautiful because those composers have been touched by the beauty of God. Last year, I spent the spring season going around taking pictures of flowers. You might have seen them on my Facebook page. So when I zoom in and take close-up shot of a flower, I begin to see the beauty that I've never seen before until I zoom in with a close-up lens. I begin to see the beauty that that is in detail, and some of them are just breathtakingly beautiful. They amazed me about God's handiwork. You see God's fingerprints in them, in the nature, in the flower, in the things that are beautiful. Entertaining beauty makes you think about God, about what God can do for you instead of what this world can destroy you. Jesus said, if God so, in Matthew 6:30, Jesus said, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? Of course, Jesus was talking about even the wild flowers are much more beautiful than when King Solomon in his glamorous clothings. So entertain beauty. Think about the things that are true and don't think about the things that are untrue. Think about the things that are honorable and don't think about the things that are not honorable. Think about the things that are just and don't think about the things that are unjust. So on. You will discover that the God of peace will be with you when you are able to focus and entertain beauty. The third, P-E-A, is to accept God's gift of peace. Before Jesus left for the cross, he said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Peace is a gift, in other words, in here. Since it is a gift, all you need to do is to accept it and claim it. And one of the reasons that we don't have peace is because we look for peace in the wrong places. We think money can give us peace, so we try to find ways to accumulate money. I remember Barbara Walter once interviewed Jim Carrey. Some time back, Jim Carrey talked about how poor he was when he first came to Hollywood and how hard he worked so that he became successful. Then Barbara asked him, so now you have a lot of money. Are you happy now? Jim Carrey laughed. You know his love. And he said, anyone who thinks money can make him happy has not yet have money. So in the same way, I can say that anyone who thinks possession, power, and prestige can bring peace is just delusional. The good news is the true peace is not hard to get. All you have to do is to accept it as God's gift, and you will be able to experience peace. King David says, I will both lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me lie down in safety. And P-E-A-C is for conquer your fear. Conquer your fear. We have fear when we feel weak and don't have someone to guide and guard us. We are like sheep that need a shepherd. In other words, we have fear when we don't have the presence of God because In such times, we are like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus knew that his disciples would be afraid after he left. That's why he says, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not let them be afraid. He wants them to understand that even though he is no longer with them after his death and resurrection, he is with them spiritually. He says in verse 23, he says, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. It says, God will make his home with you. Do you want it? Do you want to be God's home? So I'm sure you do. If God is with you, you will be able to say like King David, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Just like a good shepherd. How do you have the presence of God? How do you have God living with you? It says, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. So the key here is to love Jesus. So how do you love Jesus? In here it says, by keeping his word. When you keep his word, God will love you, and both God and Jesus will make their home with you. You will have peace because the God of peace will be with you. And the last one, the last E, is for emulate the saints. So we don't have enough time in our lives to learn everything by ourselves because we learn by, you know, making mistakes, and we cannot afford to make too many mistakes in life. One of the shortcuts, the easy way to grow faster is to emulate those who have been there and done that. That's why the Apostle Paul said, keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. So Paul is not just talking or teaching. He's exemplifying with his life. He says, look at me and do the things, learn from me and do the things that I've been doing, right? Emulate me. And he says, I do these things because I learn from Jesus. I emulate Jesus. So I do as he did. So you do as I do. When you read the Bible, you learn from the saints. You learn from King David, Moses, Joseph, Paul, Peter, and apostles, and so on. And of course, you learn from Jesus, our ultimate model of peace. You can also learn from the saints outside of the Bible. That's why, you know, I love biography of people, of great people, like Abraham Lincoln, Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King Jr., and Billy Graham, and many, many more, whoever you think is a great model of faith. By reading about their lives, you learn from them. You emulate the saints. The Bible says you are surrounded by, we all are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses around us. Look at these witnesses and we will have peace. So just briefly review this. P is for pray about everything. E is for entertain beauty. A is for accept God's gift of peace. E is for emulate the saints. Peace be with you. Amen.